This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Part 7, using the data gathered, optimize future content creation, production, and syndication. The point here is we need to refine. Fine-tune your notes in Evernote. When I look at my likes and dislikes metrics from YouTube views, I go and make a note in Evernote. When I get metrics from analytics that show me search queries are getting good exposure, for example, I started ranking well for the phrase Wistia. So I just make a note in Evernote. Maybe I'll do a post where the topic is something about Wistia and I'll put that in the page title, and that will just reinforce an already good ranking. Now, if I have 10 separate pages ranking for Wistia, Google will start to think my site is quite an authority on that phrase, and it will lend me some favor. Adjust your templates for ScreenFlow editing. I open up a template for ScreenFlow, so when I want to record, it's very easy. I just drop in my raw file. The intro and outro is already there. All I have to do is adjust the color, check the volume, cut out my edit points, and render. It is a 15-minute process. Change the design layout. So you will get info from your heat map and opt-ins. Just keep tweaking it, change the colors, move things around, but test it. And my site has probably had 50 changes since I started. But whatever Superfast Business is today, you can be certain that that's after a lot of tests, and it's probably converting quite well, and it probably can convert even better when I get more test results. So it'll be a continually refining situation. Adjust your messaging. I know now that people do not like certain things. I will just eliminate that from my conversation. I'll give you one example of that. They're not that interested in things that are coming. They're very interested in things that are here now. That's the kind of society we live in, I guess. Show me what's here now. Don't tell me about what's coming. Just show me what you've got now. And add more targeted content. Just keep tuning into your audience. Bring in more syndication points. You know, find out who else could syndicate your newsletter to. What other events could you go to pick up some people to syndicate to? Which other forums can you participate in? Who else can you send a YouTube link to that they might share it? Which other Facebook groups perfect for you? Adjust the mix of sales offers. Most of my videos will refer to some other part of my business. I don't often promote things outside my business, except when I find something exceptional, like Lead Player, then I really do promote. Because it's made such a difference to my business, I want to share it with my customers, and they thank me for it. They're very, very excited when I get excited about something, because I'm a pretty tough judge. I reject about 3 or 4 offers a day to promote things or to, I'm just reaching out to you, James, blah, blah, blah. I'm busy. I'm building and creating amazing products and services of my own, and I'm talking to my customers about them and solving their problems. That's my job. So keep adjusting the mix of sales offers that you have to get that nice balance. If you're going to publish news, make sure you put news in there. If you're going to have tips, put tips in there. It shouldn't be a straight sales pitch every time. If you have a long-term customer, they will put up with a little bit of pitching before they turn you off. A good example of that is Drayton Bird, who sends out mostly good emails, but when he has an event coming, he pitches like 3 times a day, and I finally moved him to my check folder, which means he's one stage from being booted. It's just that he sends good content about once or twice a week that saves him. So that's what I suggest. Make it so that your customer can't really unsubscribe because they really want to receive your information. And that's the big shift from traditional internet marketing, where people are just sending crap.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.